Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lori Reed and lots of you will guess we're going to talk about garden seminar. Good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning, LaVon.
Lori, this is the 17th annual garden seminar. I can't hardly believe that.
We have been doing it for quite a few years, yes.
And you have been chairman, not that long, but for a number of years, you've been the chairman of this, pulling it all together with, of course, lots of help from other people. But let's tell people, you know, the basics, when, where, what time, that good stuff.
Yes, the seminar will be held Saturday, March 14th at the Atlantic High School. And registration starts at 8:30 in the morning, and at 9 o'clock, we start right in with our first speaker.
All right, and we've got a good listing here that we're going to talk a little bit about. And, you know, some people, well, I know we're going to be ready for something spring. Let's hope it's spring-like. But some people say, that's awfully early. Well, we really don't have a choice, do we, Lori?
We don't. We work around the high school schedule, and that is when they have spring break. And our high school is always booked on the weekends, and so during spring break weekend, they do have an opening, so that's when we have our seminar.
And the garden seminar takes lots of spaces, so it does need a big facility. Now, let's talk a bit about registration, because it's a really good idea if people do register soon.
Yes, we are starting to take registrations now. That is $35 per person, and that includes the continental breakfast that we have, your lunch, and then all of the materials for the general sessions. We do take walk-ins the day of, but you might be limited to the different sessions that you can take because we do have some that are limited in class size. So yeah. We would prefer that you register ahead of time.
And then there's that kind of magic date. There's another reason for registering early.
Yes, Friday, March 16th is our cutoff.
Wait a minute, Lori, let's take a one off of that. March 6th. You said 16th. Sorry.
Oh.
But maybe that'll draw attention to it now.
Sorry.
That's okay.
March 6th. I'm sorry. Right. To be eligible for door prizes.
And, you know, I have the brochure in front of me, and it says fabulous door prizes. And we have lots of volunteers out there recruiting door prizes, and so lots of businesses and organizations are very generous.
Yes, they are, and we appreciate their support. It takes the whole community to pull this off.
That's right, and there is great support from the community. Okay, well, I've sort of been waiting here to have you talk about what some of the topics are going to be, so let's kind of take a look at that.
We have three main speakers, and then we have 11 breakout sessions that you can choose from. You won't make it to all 11 of those. You will make it to 2 out of the 11, but we like to have variety for you to choose from. So first of all, I'll talk about our main speakers. Starting at 9 o'clock, we have Winston Beck, who is coming from the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, and he is going to talk about new hybrids and plants for your garden. So each year, everybody wants to know what's new this growing season so I can get that in my garden and enjoy it. And he will be our presenter discussing that.
And if we needed spring, I think seeing the new things will get us excited about what's going to happen this, you know, really put us in the mood.
Yes. Everyone always loves that.
Yes.
So, our second main speaker is actually a combo, Brian Kinghorn and Nate Hughes. They are coming from Kinghorn Gardens in Omaha, and they are going to be discussing giving purpose to your planting, so choosing the right plants, choosing the right location. Anybody can stick a plant or a bush in the ground, but it may not necessarily thrive where you plant it. So they will be helping us choose those sites, choose the plants, and where to place those.
And Lori, I see more and more, at least magazines, and I think this is true. I mean, you know, people who mostly their backyards, not their front yards, are a whole nother living space. It's not just a lawn, it's a living space.
Yes. And you can enjoy it a lot more if everything is planted so it's more beautiful, more usable, mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So our third main speaker is going to be discussing garden maintenance, and that is Susan Williams. We all know that a garden takes some maintenance. We like it to be as low of maintenance as what it can be, and she will be trying to help us ease that chore a little bit so it's not so time-consuming and not so back-breaking. Some people enjoy it more than others, so she will lessen the chore for all of us.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that as well as the others because, you know, as you say, we may love being out there, but there's some chores that still get kind of old, especially in the middle of July. So maybe she'll help us out. Yes, yes. Okay, so those are the three main speakers scattered throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then people have to make a choice.
Yes, we have our 11 breakout sessions. Like I said, you can choose two of these 11, and I'll briefly run down those. Our first one is Start Planting Early with Cold Weather Veggies, and that is Bernie Havlovic from ISU Armstrong Research Farm in Lewis. So he will be discussing those cold weather vegetables that you can get started early that can survive. Our second breakout session is Social Climbers, Clematis for All Occasions, and that is Rita Minyard from Des Moines. And she will be over, I think some people think of clematis as you have one clematis bush and it blooms and it's beautiful. But she will be discussing how you can have clematis bloom from early spring all the way through till fall when it starts freezing because there's so many different varieties.
And you know what? I think I just learned this and I planted one to be a ground cover. You know, we always think of them as climbers. But
you do.
Yeah, but they can cover a lot of ground, so it'll be interesting to see if she mentions that.
Yeah, that would be beautiful. Our third breakout session is Houseplants, Are You Killing Them with Kindness or Neglect? And that is Eldon Everhart, who is a retired ISU horticulturist. The fourth one is Shrubs for Small Places. Trenton Erickson from Lawrence Gardens will be over to discuss the dwarf conifers, flowering shrubs, small shrubs, everything a little smaller scale that you would have planted in your yard. The fifth one is Livable Lawns. Rick Rivas, who is a landscaper with Earl May, will be discussing care and maintenance for your lawn. I think everybody wants that lush, dark green lawn, and some people achieve it better than others. I'm on the other side.
Yeah, me too.
So I need to sit in on that one. Our next one is Fire Pits in the Landscape, and that is our very own Nathan Robinson, who recently opened up a business in Atlantic, Robinson Landscape and Patio Design. His passion is hardscape in your environment, and so he will be incorporating the hardscape, which would be the stones, the pavers, that type of thing, with fire pits, but also incorporating how do you plant the right bushes from spring to fall to make that all beautiful when you want to sit outside and enjoy all of your hard work. Our seventh breakout session is Chalk Paint Covers All. That is Cheryl True from Walnut, and she will be showing us how we can use maybe some of our containers that we had sitting outside that aren't quite as beautiful as what they used to be. She will show us how to cover those with chalk paint or maybe some old furniture that you would like to sit outside. That is a hands-on session, so there is a $5 fee for that, and you will be taking home the project that you make in that session. Our eighth session is Nothing But Air, and that is Ed Moran from Ryman Gardens at Ames. If you haven't seen air plants, I suggest you Google that and do a little research on the air plants. They are an up-and-coming, very popular item, and that, again, is a hands-on workshop with a $5 fee, so you will be taking home an air plant.
Okay, and we just need to finish up this list. You have three left, and we'd really encourage people to go online to see those, but I want you to mention the title of those real quickly.
The title of the ninth one is Make Paper That Grows. The 10th one is Reusable Food Wrap. And the 11th is Select Lilies for Your Garden. And all three of, well, two of those are hands-on, so there is a $5 fee on those also.
Okay, and so you can stop at the Extension office, or you can go to the website, extension.iastate.edu/CASS, or just put in Cass County Extension, and you can see the brochure. You can sign up. So, Lori,
yes.
March 14th, it's coming fast.
It is, and we hope to see everyone there.
All right. Thank you so much, Lori Reed, who is the chairman of the Garden Seminar. Until next time, here's the thought from Hans Christian Andersen. Just living is not enough. One must also have sunshine, freedom, and a little flower.